All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. Beautiful, beautiful daf ahead of us today. I want to thank Rabbi Yehuda for giving the shiur yesterday. And we are picking up on Ayin Beis 72a, second line down from the top, right by the two dots. So the Mishnah said we're actually not focusing on the first part of this phrase, but the second two parts of this phrase, that although ideally one is not supposed to go ahead and cut down any standing grain before the Omer is offered. Halacha l'maisa, this is actually very interesting. If you need to cut down grain in order to go ahead and clear area for a base Avel. Now what this is really, we saw this in the Mishnah, what this is really referring to is that often in the aftermath of the Levaya, people would come back for a Sudas Havra, a meal of consolation, and that meal was held with a larger assembly. So if you had to clear area, let's say there was no place to sit. So if you had to clear an area, you would be permitted to go ahead and cut down grain in order to clear that area to allow people to sit. When they base Hamedrash, or base Medrash, let's say again, Baruch Hashem, the Shira outgrows the base Medrash, you need a place to sit. The only place is the open field. So you can go ahead and cut down grain in order to clear an area so as to allow people to sit. So the Gemara says, my time, but why is that? Why can you cut grain for these purposes? Very simply, the pasuk says, "Katzirchem amrachmano velo katzir mitzvah." Because we'll say the prohibition to cut down grain prior to the offering of the Omer is only when it's katzirchem, your katzir, your harvesting, something done for your own purposes, velo katzir mitzvah. But if you have to go ahead and harvest grain for the sake, ultimately, of going ahead and performing a mitzvah, or to enable a mitzvah, one is permitted to do so. Good. V'lo yaseh krichos ava manichin sevasin. So remember again, but even in that case, you should not go ahead. Even if you have a license to cut down grain prior to the Omer, you should not go ahead and bundle the grain. Rather, you should leave it untied. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? To come into efshar lo tachinon. Because again, Rav said, this isn't a pasuk. This is just logic. To whatever degree, we don't have to busy ourselves with chadash grain before the bringing of the Omer, we try to avoid it. So therefore, I have to harvest it. I have to cut it down because I need space, but I don't go ahead and start bundling it until after the Omer is brought. Mitzas Omer lahavi menakamas. What was it now? A very interesting halacha. The mitzvah of the Omer. So we'll say the halacha is that the carbon omer is brought from standing grain. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. So meaning Rabbanan said, what this means is that we go ahead and from the Omer we go ahead and we bring it from grain that is still attached to the ground. It's only the Mishnah said in the event that you can't find any standing grain, you can bring it from grain which was already harvested. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Vin Takriv Minchas Bikurim. So the pasuk says, if you will bring minchas bikurim l'Hashem. So we know this is a reference to the carbon mincha. So the Gemara says, ma talmud lomar. So the truth is, what is this pasuk adding? Because remember again, Rabbi said, the pasuk already tells us about the halachos of bringing the Omer. The Torah says, Omer pasuk already says that you have to bring the carbon Omer. If that's the case, why the need for this additional phrase, v'im takriv minchas bikurim? What does that come to teach me? Ma tamad lomar. So here we go, I will say, l'fi shemitzvos ha'omer lahavi minakamo. So we'll say, so remember again, I will say, what we're learning now is pretty much all halacha l'maisa. The ikar mitzvah of carbon omer is to bring it from standing grain. In other words, the omer has to be harvested for the purpose of omer, as opposed to bringing it from grain which was already harvested for some other purpose. How do I know that if I can't find any standing grain, I could even bring it from harvested grain. I could even bring it, omer will say literally, or sheaves. Talmud lomar, takriv. Therefore, will say the pasuk uses a lashon of takriv. Takriv, the Gemara is understanding to be a general catch-all phrase for the offering of the omer, which essentially teaches me that even if the omer cannot be offered in the optimal fashion, it could still be brought in a non-optimal fashion. So ideally, I'm supposed to go ahead and bring the Omer from standing grain. But if halach l'maisa, there is no standing grain, for some reason everything was harvested, I can bring it from harvested grain. Davar achar, another drasha. Takriv. Why does the pasuk tell me takriv? Here we go. L'fisha mitzvah l'havim bin halach. As we saw, ideally, the mitzvah is that I bring from fresh barley. Lach, which means moist. I bring from fresh barley as opposed to dry barley. How do I know that if I can't find moist, fresh barley, that I can bring in from older, dry barley? Talmud Lomar, Takriv, because we'll say the Pasuk says Takriv. Davaracha, another drasha, we'll say we're right across from Tosos, Af Delayla. Davar Acher, Takriv, Lefisha Matzvaso, Liktsar Balayla. We'll say the mitzvah is to cut down the Omer at night, as we've already learned. Minayim Shem, Niktsar Bayom Kasher. How do I know that if the Omer was cut down, was harvested by day, that it's still going to be Kasher? Talmud Lomar, Takriv. Therefore, we'll say the Pasuk says Takriv. V'doches HaShabbos. And how do I know ultimately that the Omer is Doches HaShabbos? That you could even, remember, we learned this before, that even if, let's say, again, the second night Pesach, when I cut down the Omer, is Shabbos night. I don't know that I still bring the Omer. Talmud Lomar, Takriv. Takriv Kolshu. So the Gemara is Takriv Nikomokom. Takriv Afilu B'Shabbos. Takriv Afilu B'Tzuma. So therefore I will say the word Takriv is the catch-all phrase that teaches me that although there is a Lechatchila for bringing the Omer, and that Lechatchila is what Rabbi Osai, that I'm supposed to bring it from standing grain, I'm supposed to bring it from moist grain, and I'm supposed to offer it, I'm supposed to harvest it at night, that Takriv teaches me that even if halacha lemaisa, I bring it from grain, which was previously harvested, I go ahead and I bring it from dried barley, I go ahead and I go ahead and I harvest it by day, Takriv teaches me it's still good. Furthermore, Takriv also teaches me that halacha lemaisa, the Omer is Doche Shabbos, and this last piece, which is another Hosafa, which is the halacha, is that the Omer is offered up even in a state of tumah, right? So Takriv therefore becomes the catch-all phrase that tells you that even if the Omer cannot be brought in the optimal fashion, it is brought nevertheless. Good. Niktzar bayom kasher. So we'll say, what did the Mishnah say? Although ideally we want to harvest the Omer at night, on the second night of Pesach, if you offered it, or if you harvested it, I should not have offered it, but if you harvested it by day, it's still going to be kosher. It says the Gemara, v'hatnan, so we'll say now, the Gemara is going to propose a kasher this, and actually this is going to get us into a very interesting discussion. So we learned in another Mishnah, we'll say, so the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Maseches Megillah. What does the Mishnah say? Kalalayla kosher liktziras ha'omer. So the Mishnah is here talking about the things which are kosher by night, and the things which are kosher by day. So the Gemara says, Kol alayla kosher liktziras ha'omer. You can go ahead and harvest the omer the entire night. The entire night. Ulahaktir chalavim ve'evarim. Furthermore, you could offer up, we'll say, chalavim are fats, limbs of a carbon the entire night. Ze'aklau. So we'll say, what is the general principle? Davar shemitzvaso kol hayom, kosher kol hayom. Anything, we'll say, that can be done all day, well, I should say something different. Anything that is normally done by day is kosher when? All day. So the Gemara says, Davar Shem Mitzvah Sobalayla, kosher Kalalayla. And anything that could be done all night, right? I should say it differently. Anything that is done by night is kosher the whole night. Now both say, now Katani, Layla Dumi Diyom. Now both say that we assume that nighttime resembles the day. How so? Ma Diyom Balayla Lo. Just like both say for the items that are enumerated here in the Mishnah, that can be done by day, can be done all day, but what? But what? Cannot be done by night. Af delayla bayom nami lo. So two of us, we would assume that the items enumerated that can be performed by night, although you have a license to do it all night, you cannot what? You cannot do it by day. So we'll say, so what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Right? So the kasha is, you just told me that although the omer should ideally be harvested at night, it can be harvested by day, but yet the Mishnah Megillah says the omer is an example of something which can be done all night long. So we assume if it can be done all night long, it's true, you have the whole night, but what? It cannot be done by day. So it's a machlokas, we'll say essentially a stira, contradiction between the Mishnah Megillah and the Mishnah in Menachos. Which one is it? Everyone will agree that the omer can be harvested all night. Our Mishnah says over here in Menachos that it could also be harvested by day if need be, whereas the Mishnah Megillah seems to say that it cannot be harvested by day. Amar Abba lo kasha, not a contradiction, but say two different opinions. Ha Rebbe, v'ha Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon. Both say two opinions. One is the opinion of Rebbe, one is the opinion of Elazar Shimon. Both say, watch this. This is amazing. Disanya. Hayo omeid umakriv minchas omer v'nitmes. So we'll say, this is a fascinating case. The Kohen is standing, offering up the carbon of omer, v'nitmes, and it becomes tameh. It becomes tameh. It becomes tameh. He becomes tameh. The point is, the carbon is tameh. Im yesh acheres, suppose say if halacha lemaisa, there's other grain. Omer lo, we say to him, have acheres tachtel. We say to him, go ahead and bring another carbon. All right, so bring replacement grain. We'll say, watch this. Vim lav, and if there is no other replacement, so what happens? Omer lo, we say to the kohen, have pikeach, be a smart guy, ushesok, and be quiet. It will say this phrase actually has dramatic ramifications in general, right? Havi pikeach ushesok. Sometimes again, we tell you, be quiet, in order to say to the Kohen, don't say anything. Just don't say anything, finish up the avoda, move on. Divei Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. So we'll say, Rebbe Lozev, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Benkach u Benkach Omer lo, Havi pikeach ushesok. So Rebbe Lozev, Rebbe Shimon says, either way, whether you have more grain or don't have more grain, we say to him, be a smart guy and be quiet. Why? And we'll say, why? Shekala omer shenikta shaloki mitzvaso apostle. So we'll say, here's what's happening over here. The way the Gemara is understanding it is as follows. Rebbe says like this, if there's more grain available, fine. Go out to the field, cut down more grain, you'll have a replacement carbon. Right? If there's no more grain, we tell him, be quiet, because at the end of the day, there's no choice, right? Also remember again, you have to offer up a carbon of Omer. Without a carbon of Omer, again, see, we're actually going to speak about this, that the carbon of Omer will say is docha tuma, even without rov tzibor. We're going to get into this. So we'll say, because you need a carbon of Omer. So everybody says, be quiet, because there's no other option anyway, just be quiet. We'll say, so what's interesting is as follows. The Rebbe only says, be quiet, only when there's no other grain. What do you see from Rebbe? You see from Rebbe that if there was the ability to what? To go into the field and harvest more barley, even though it's daytime, we would do that. Because Rebbe allows for the grain to be cut down by day. Rebbe Elazar Shimon says, Benkach u Benkach. What does Benkach u Benkach mean? Benkach mean whether there is more grain or there is not more grain, what do we say to the Kohen? Close your mouth. Why? Because Rebbe says, there is no ability to bring a substitute carbon of Omer. Why is there no ability to bring a substitute carbon of Omer? Because carbon of Omer can only be harvested when? At night. And therefore, again, if you miss the nighttime window, that's it. You're done. So therefore, benkach u benkach, whether there is more grain in the field or not more grain in the field, Rabbi Elazar Shimon would say to the coin, be quiet. We'll say, look at Rashi. Shaloki mitzvasa apostle. Hilchach u mitzas ketzira balay lava lo bayom. Hilchach had the tiny le'el mikzav yam kasha rebihi vad the tiny apostle Rabbi Zev Shemines. If Rabbi say, the Gemara just says very simply, or Rabbi says, it's not a contradiction, the Mishnah and Megillah which says that the Karban HaOmer is kasha kol alayla, but only balayla, reflects the view of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, who says that the Omer can only be harvested at night. Our Mishnah Maseches Menachos that says that the Omer could be harvested even by day. B'di'eved, it's not the Chatzilah, B'di'eved reflects the view of Rebbe. Good. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, B'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo, Shal Aviv Amram. So listen to this case. Listen to this explanation. So Rabbi Barachana says, so where does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon get this? So we'll say this is a very restrictive shita. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that the Omer can only be harvested by night, which means we'll say that if you miss the window, you're out, you're done. So the Gemara. So now Rabbi Rachana says, where does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon get this from? He's holding of the shita of Rabbi Akiva, who was the Rebbe of his father. So we'll say, so again, remember, Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon, who was the father of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Elazar Shimon gleans his shita from his father's Rebbe, from Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because what happened? This is not. Here we go. It's actually very exciting. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Komalacha she'efshalo la'asosa mi'erev Shabbos, eina dochas ha'shab. So we'll say, Rashi points out over here, klal, I'm Rabbi Akiva, b'milo kamari b'perek Rabbi Elazar d'milo. So we'll say, this is actually talking about bris milo. We know that bris milo is dochas Shabbos, because the pasuk says, u'bayom hashmini yimol b'sar alaso. And the Gemara Darshan is Bayom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So Mila is Docha Shabbos. But the Shaila is, what aspects of Mila are Docha Shabbos? If Rabbi Kiva says, Kom Alach Hashem Shalal Sos Be'erev Shabbos, Eina Docha Es HaShabbos. Rabbi Kiva holds, anything which can be done prior to Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. We'll say, I'll give you an interesting, so just to understand, what's a simple example of this?
The knife.
So we'll say, everyone agrees that Mila is Docha Shabbos. But for example, Rabbi Kiva would say, let's say, the Mo'al forgot to bring the knife. he forgot to bring the knife to the place where the milah is going to occur before Shabbos. And there's no way to get the knife there in a permitted way on Shabbos. So what's going to be the halacha, Rabbi Osei? What's going to be the halacha? Right? I mean, you ask the Kiddush committee if they've got something around that you can use, but leaving that aside, right? Halacha l'maisa, you're stuck. Which is an interesting idea because even though the act of Mila is permitted, Rabbi Akiva will say the permission is only for the aspects of Mila which cannot be done prior to Shabbos. But anything which can be done prior to Shabbos needs to be done before Shabbos, and there is no heter to be machal on Shabbos, quote unquote, for those other ancillary aspects which could have been done before Shabbos. So therefore, again, so, fine, and Dokas to Shabbos. And we'll say, now watch this. V'savrla, could I be true? So we'll say, so Rabbi Rav Shimon holds, right, we wash it first, correct, Kishma will wash it. Right, so we'll say, hold cup on this. Well, remember, we're figuring out the Shita of Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon. Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon holds that Omer, we just established before, that the Omer can only be harvested at night. So the Gemara is trying to say, where does he get this from? So first of all, he holds like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe of his father. Then when it comes to Mila, anything which could have been done, meaning even if you have a heter to Michal Shabbos, so to speak, that's only for things that could not be done before Shabbos. Anything that could be done before Shabbos, you have to do before Shabbos. Furthermore, V'savlak Rabbi Shmuel. He also holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who says what? Da'amar ketziras ha'omer mitzvah. He holds, Rabbi Shmuel holds, that the cutting of the harvesting of the Omer is a mitzvah. And Rashi just adds on over here, V'savlak Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shmuel, da'amar ketziras ha'omer mitzvah, V'docha Shabbos. And I will say, because it's a mitzvah, V'docha Shabbos, Disnan, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Macharish Rishus, Afkotzir Rishus. But I will say, just like ultimately again on Shabbos, the Charisha that is prohibited is a Rishus, so to the Ktsira, the harvesting, is also a Rishus. Yotza Ketzir HaOmer Shehi Mitzvah. This will say, this comes to exclude the harvesting of an Omer, of the carbon Omer, which ultimately is a Mitzvah. Now watch this. So we'll say, so just keep these two Shehidahs in mind. Rabbi Elazar Shimon holds, then number one, harvesting of the Omer is Docheh Shabbos. Number two, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that even for things which are Mechalal Shabbos, ultimately what? If it could be done before Shabbos, you have to do it before Shabbos. Right? It's not Docheh Shabbos. Now watch this. Watch how these two ideas come together. So Rabbi Lezer Shimon holds like this. If you hold that the Omer can be harvested outside of the prescribed time, in other words, if you hold that cutting of the Omer, the harvesting of the Omer on the night, the second night, is only what? Is only a mitzvah lechatchila. But technically speaking, the Omer could even be harvested outside of its prescribed time. Right? Then what? V'yisachdaitcha niktzara Omer shloki mitzvaso kosher amai dochi Shabbos. We'll say, if an Omer, let's play this out for just a moment. If you hold that an Omer does not need to be harvested, specifically on the second night, but could technically be harvested outside of prescribed time, then what? Why is it Docheh Shabbos? So the Gemara said, Niktzeri me Erev Shabbos. Cut it down. Erev Shabbos. Elo mi Docheh Shabbos. The fact that the Ktziras Omer is Docheh Shabbos, what does that show you? Shma mina Niktzer Shelo Kimasas Vasa. So it's actually very interesting. So Rabbi Shimon is saying essentially like this. Anything that is Docheh Shabbos tells you that what? If you have a particular mitzvah that's Docheh Shabbos, what does that tell us? What does that tell you? It tells you it can't be done any other time. It tells you that a dafka has to be done at that particular time, to the point that if it's done at a different time, the mitzvah is invalid. Because if there is the possibility for performance at an alternate time, then what? Then what? Then do it outside of Shabbos. We'll say, if you're so important, and Mila is the paradigmatic example of this. That's why I brought down Mila. Mila has to be done on the eighth day. Mila has to be done on the eighth day. So because it's Docheh Shabbos. Now, any other ancillary parts that can be done before Shabbos need to be done before Shabbos. But for example, there's no concept of pushing Mila to the seventh day, to the ninth day, because the mitzvah is tethered to the time. So Rabbi Elazar Shimon says, if you're going to tell me that we paskin that Omer is Docheh Shabbos, that means that what? That Omer Dafka has to be harvested at night, on the second night. Because if there was a license to do it any other time, then what? then it's not Tocha Shabbos. So take this further. So therefore, again, this birth, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that's what? That halach. So we'll say, by the way, I'll just tell you another interesting, well, let me finish this first. This therefore yields Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that's what? That if you cut down the Omer by day, what's the halach, Rabbi Lazar? It's puzzle. It's puzzle. That's what Rabbi Shimon says in the case where the Kohen or the Omer becomes Tameh, we tell the Kohen what? Be quiet. Even if there's more grain to be harvested, it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Shimon says the only way the Omer is kosher is if halacha lemaisa, it is harvested at night. We'll say, just so you understand, you know, we have ramification of this as well. This is a whole discussion by Hilchos Nida. Whether or not a tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah or not. Is tefillah bizmana a mitzvah? Not a mitzvah daraisa. So we'll say the ramifications of that is tefillah on Shabbos. Right? Could a woman go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Going to the mikvah on Shabbos could involve, not really Yisurei daraisa, but certainly involves Yisurei dirabbanan, could involve Yisurei dirabbanan. Shalach lemaisa, again, whether you hold that tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah or not, has ramification of Shabbos as well. It's just a secondary application. So we'll say, so now that's the Rebbe Zohar Shimon. I've Rebbe. So we'll say, remember again, in this whole discussion by the Kohen, it's very exciting, in the whole discussion by the Kohen, so what did Rebbe say, right? Kohen's offering the Omer, right? We've got a problem. What's the problem? Either the carbon became Tomei or the Kohen became Tomei. Either way, you really can't offer up this Omer. So what did Rebbe say? What do we do?
See if there's other.
Right? Oh, so Rebbe says, it depends. If there's more barley, you know what I'm supposed to say? What does it mean if there's more barley? What does that mean? Right? So again, whether readily available, or the point is, even if it's in the field, the point is, if we can quickly get another replacement Omer, then let's do it. If we can't readily get another replacement Omer, so we tell the coin, be quiet. Suppose, like, now following the logic that we just espoused, that must mean, because Rebbe obviously holds that halacha lemaisa, the Omer can go ahead and be harvested me'ikir adin by day as well. The Chatila, of course, he agrees it should be done at night, but it can even be done by day. To which the Gemara says, V'Rebbe, lav tamidi d'Rebbe Shimonu. So we'll say, so let's go back for just a moment. Is Rebbe not a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon? See, Rebbe said, here's the problem. Look at Rashi. V'Rebbe lav tamidi d'Rebbe Shimonu, b'tmiya, v'alai lo shmiya le mid Rebbe Shimon, d'sover lo k'Rebbe Akiva, See, Rabbi say, this whole thing is predicated on Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. And based on this idea that according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon's Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, anything that can be done on Erev Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos. The only thing that's Docha Shabbos is something that is Shabbos specific. Rabbi Shimon therefore holds that what? Since the Omer is Docha Shabbos, that shows you that what? That it is tethered to Shabbos, that it could only be done, that it's tethered to the second night of Pesach. So the Gemara says, is Rebbe not a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon? Or as we're going to see right now, Rebbe is Talmud of Rabbi Shimon as well. If Rebbe is a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, then he should also what? Hold that since the Omer is Doche Shabbos, that means that the Omer could only be performed in the specific time frame of the second night of Pesach. And if you go ahead and you miss your window, then halacha lemaisa, the Omer is not good. Where do we see that Rebbe is a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon? Watch this. V'hatanya, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, "Kishahayinu lemeidin Torah itz Rabbi Shimon betakoa." Well, this isn't actually amazing. When we used to learn Torah by Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, right? We'll say Tekoa in the Shomron. When we used to learn Torah by Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa. Hayinu ma'alin lo shemen va'alontis mechatzer legag, umegag lekarfeif, umekarfeif lekarfeif acher, ad sha'anu magiyan lema'ayan shanu rochtzin bo. We'll say this is amazing. So they used to go to a ma'ayan, they used to go to a spring on Shabbos. Again, this is before, we'll say, remember again, on a technical level, so the prohibition to bathe on Shabbos came later on, what's called Gzeras Merchatz. We saw it in the second Shabbos. This came later on. Before that, again, people were bathing on Shabbos. So Rebbe says that Rebbe Shimon used to bathe at a particular hot spring, a Ma'ayan on Shabbos. The problem is, how do you get your towel and your oil with you to the spring? So Rebbe says, interesting, that when we were learned by Rebbe Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi says an interesting shita by Hilchos Shabbos. He holds that all gagos, chatzeros, Karfifi, all of these rishus, all of these private areas, rishuyos hayochid on Shabbos are considered to be like one big rishus hayochid. We're not going to get into a shita right now, but he holds that all rooftops, karfifios, chatseros are ultimately considered to be one large rishus hayochid. So that technically speaking, you could carry something from point A to point B as long as you're going through a multiple rishuyos hayochid. So therefore, again, Rabbi says when we were talmidim learning by Rabbi Shimon, we used to carry his towel and his oil through the various rishuyos hayochid to get it to the ma'ayan, to get it to the spring. He will say, now what does this have to do with anything? The answer is nothing, right? Nothing. The only, what is this establishing? This is just establishing that Rebbe is a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon. That's all it's establishing for us. There's no Hilchos Shabbos thing over here. This is just establishing that Rebbe is a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon. Now we'll say, now remember again, if you're establishing that Rebbe is a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon, here we go. Rebbe Shimon is a Talmud of who? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva only holds that what's the only thing that's Docha Shabbos? Only an item that has to, only a mitzvah has to be performed in its prescribed time. And therefore, again, we're going to say that therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shimon, and according to the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon, then the halacha is that if Omer is Docha Shabbos, it must mean that what? That Omer can only be done in its prescribed time of the second night of Pesach. And an Omer done at a different time, ultimately, again, would be invalid. Yet, Rebbe doesn't hold that way. So what's going on over here? Savarlei ki idach to Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Abbasai holds of another halacha of Rebbe Shimon. What does Rebbe Shimon say? So the Gemara says, Disanya, Am Rebbe Shimon, Bo re'e kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Rebbe Shimon says, see how beautiful a mitzvah in its prescribed time is. See how beautiful chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Shari hekter chalavim ve'evarim k'sherim kalalayla ve'lo hayamamtin la'ad shetechshach. So we'll say, so look at Rashi, which is one of the most. Look at Savlaki Idach Rabbi Shimon, Tamar Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Hilchach Achva Agav D'Ksheira Me'erev Shabbos, Avdila B'Shaita V'Dach Yeshabbos, V'Gabi Milo Damar Komalach HaShav Shalazoz M'Shabbos, Eno Doch HaShabbos, Kigon Havas Yizemel, De'in L'Zman Kavua. So we'll say, so ultimately again, he holds like the other sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who holds Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. See how beautiful a mitzvah in its prescribed time is. Because after all, the world says, listen to this. Talking about now, the karbanos tamidin and musafin that are offered up on Shabbos. So the halacha is, we could really wait until after Shabbos to burn the evarim and pedarim, to burn the leftover fats and the leftover limbs. Yet, for lo hayamantin lohan ad shetechshach. Yet, Rabbi said they would not wait till Shabbos was over to burn the limbs and the fats from the tamidin and musafin on Shabbos. Rather, they would go ahead and burn it mamish on Shabbos itself. So therefore again, what do you see from here? You see from here that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. You see from here that even if halacha l'maisa something can be done at a different time, there is an element of dafka doing it in the prescribed time. So even if halacha l'maisa the korban omer could technically be offered up at a different time, halacha l'maisa, there is a concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Amud beis. The Rebbe Elazar b'shimen lo shmiyalei. So we'll say, the Rebbe Elazar b'shimen doesn't hold, does he not hold of this chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Ela shayni hasam sharidachsa shchita as haShabbos. So Rebbe Elazar b'shimen will say, this halacha by Hilchos Shabbos, by the burning of the limbs and the fats on Shabbos is different. Why? Because Rebbe will say, once you have the license to go ahead and shecht the karban on Shabbos itself, therefore what? You have the license to go ahead and burn the leftover limbs and fats as well. So the Gemara says, "Rebbe, hacha nami dachsa shchitas haShabbos." Why doesn't Rebbe subscribe to this same idea? Maybe it's not a din of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Maybe it's just a din ultimately again that once you have the license to offer up the karban, you have the license to what? To go ahead and finish up the job and offer up the leftover limbs and fats as well. So the Gemara says, "Ela kasava Rebbe." Wow. So we'll say, so it must be that Rebbe at the end of the day holds that Ketzirah Sa'omer is not Docha Shabbos. So we'll say, it turns out that now, this is actually quite dramatic, it turns out that now that there's a more fundamental machlokas. Is the Omer Docha Shabbos or not? Rebbe will hold no. The Gemara is suggesting Rebbe holds no. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds yes. So the Gemara says, watch this. So the Gemara says below, is that true? V'hatnan, we learned in the Mishnah, The Chachamim say, Echad Shabbos ve'echad Chol Mishalosh Ba. So we'll say, remember again, we learned before in the Mishnah that the Chachamim, we had a machlokes as to how many se'in of barley do you harvest in order to make the isaron of the Minchas Omer. So the Chachamim say, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's a weekday, you always cut down 3 se'in. So we'll say, what is that Mishnah? So we'll say, they're only arguing as to how much barley you cut down on Shabbos. But what does the machlokes presuppose? What does it presuppose? That you're harvesting it on Shabbos. Clearly that it is Docha Shabbos, to which the Gemara says, Deloki Rebbe. That does not reflect the view of Rebbe. Becham the Chachamim say, Echad Shabbos ve'echad Chol, Bishlosha Shalosh Kupos, Bishlosh Magalos. Again, I'll say, the Mishnah went on to say, that whether it's Shabbos, whether it's during the weekday, the Chachamim hold, you have 3 reapers with 3 sickles and 3 receptacles. Again, Deloki Rebbe. Obviously, it's not reflecting the view of Rebbe. Ubi Shabbos. So we're just trying to bring Rias against Rebbe, because the Mishnah seems to say that Divrei HaKol, everyone agrees that what? That Allah Lamaisa, you cut down the Omer on Shabbos. So the Gemara is just saying, it doesn't reflect the view of Rebbe. Ubi Shabbos, Yomar Lehem Shabbosu, and on Shabbos we'll say ultimately again, the reaper says, it's Shabbos, again, Deloki Rebbe. Ultimately, again, this won't reflect the view of Rebbe. So where the Gemara is ending off over here is what we originally thought was simply a machlokes, ultimately, about whether or not you could cut down the Omer outside of the second night of Pesach, turns out to be a much more fundamental machlokes in Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon about what is the Omer Doche Shabbos. They both say, now understand that if whether or not the Omer is Docha Shabbos, it's really a much more fundamental machlokes as to what? As to how is the Omer intrinsically tethered to the particular time or not? So now what we're saying is, Rebbe holds that the Omer is not Docha Shabbos. The fact that the Omer is not Docha Shabbos in Rebbe's worldview tells me that what? Tells me that what? That the Omer can be offered up, it's cut down, can be harvested outside of the second night of Pesach. That kind of bleeds into our sugya, because that's why halacha lemaisa we will say that the Omer can be cut down even on the day, the second day of the Omer. Which is why that halacha lemaisa, according to Rebbe, Which is why, according to Rebbe, that halacha lemaisa, if it turns out that the kohen is tameh, the omer is tameh, if there is more grain available, what do? We bring a second karban omer, because it's okay, you could bring the karban outside of the prescribed time. You could harvest the barley outside of the prescribed time. But I both say, but that leads Rebbe to a dramatic conclusion, leads the Gemara to a dramatic conclusion, that Rebbe holds that the omer is not docha Shabbos. Now, I'm not finished with this. Let's go back there. Says the Gemara, Miktsar bayom kasher dochas haShabbos. So the Mishnah says, if the Omer was harvested by day, or was harvested on the second day of Pesach, it is kasher, and it's docha Shabbos. The Omer is still docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, man shamis lei, domer niktsa bayom kasher, Rebbe. So we'll say, who is the one who holds that if the Omer is cut down by day, that it's still kasher? We'll say, who holds that? That's Rebbe. Here's the problem. V'katoni docha haShabbos. But yet, what does the Mishnah say? It's Docha Shabbos. So we'll say, what did we just say before? That according to Rebbe, it's not Docha Shabbos. So what's going on over here? So my lav kitzira, are we not talking, so we'll say, when we say that the Omer is Docha Shabbos, which element of the Omer is Docha Shabbos? Are we not talking about the harvesting? To which the Gemara says, lo, lahakrava. No, it's not actually talking about harvesting. It's talking about what? Offering. Offering, we'll say, that the offering of the Omer is Docha Shabbos. You could offer it up on Shabbos. Aval k'tzira, lo. But you're going to tell me that, you're telling me ultimately that for harvesting itself, it's not Docha Shabbos. Is that true? V'atanya, Rebbe, Omer Rebbe says, V'ay dabra Moshe es mo'adei Hashem. Pasuk says, and Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the mo'adei Hashem, Yomim Tovim. Matam Omer, we'll say, what is this coming to teach me? What is this pasuk coming to be Mosif? We'll say, look at Rashi just a moment. Matam Lomar, Valo Kalamados Amur Lamala Moshe Umoshe Amar. We'll say, remember again, right before this section, Moshe Rabbeinu goes through all the Yom Tovim. And obviously, it's Moshe Rabbeinu who is giving us the halachos of the Yom Tovim. So why the need for this pasuk by Dabra Moshe as Moadei Hashem? Matam Lomar, here we go. The fish lo la madnu ela the tamid upesach. Because we'll say, all we learned was what? Was for tamid and for pesach. Shenemar bahen b'mo'ado, sibosa I learned that the carbon tamid and the carbon pesach are docha Shabbos. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says b'mo'ado. Bar says in its appointed time. B'mo'adov afilu b'Shabbos, b'mo'adov afilu b'tumah. Teaching you also that b'mo'adov, these karbanos are offered up even on Shabbos, and they're offered up even what? Even in a state of tumah. Karbanos hatzibor minayin. Bar says, how do I know that other communal offerings are also doch as Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Talmud lomar, eile ta'asu la'Hashem b'mo'adechem. Pasuk says, these you shall perform for God b'mo'adechem in their appointed times. And what we darshan is, appointed times afilu b'Shabbos. Minayin l'rabos omer, v'akari v'imo, shtei alechem v'akari v'imon. How do you know that this comes to include the carbon omer? That is doch HaShabbos and all that is offered up with it. And the shtei alechem and all that is offered up with it. Talmud lomar, v'aydaber Moshe's mo'adei Hashem. Hakosuf kava moed likulon. We'll say therefore again the passage is vaydaber Moshe es moadei Hashem. So we'll say we often translate moadei as what? As gamim tovim. But really moadei means what? We'll say appointed times to teach me that the kabanos of all the yom tovim have their appointed times are offered up on those appointed times. Even if what? Even if what? Even if those appointed times are Shabbos. Kava moed likulon. Gives you an appointed time for all these karbanos. Lemai, we'll say, now what is this referring to? Ilema lahakrava, if you want to say ultimately again, it's for offering, we'll say, the two loaves of Shuas are not offered up on the Mizbeach. Yet, they are mentioned explicitly over here. Ela pshita, litchina v'harkada. Rather, we'll say, must be for the shtei alechem is talking about for the grinding and sifting of the grain. Udekavasa gabe omer liktsira. And Bosse, the corresponding thing by Karmel Omer would mean what? What's the moada by Karmel Omer? Harvesting of the barley. To teach you that what? The harvesting of the barley is doche Shabbos. Vikadochi es Shabbos. Ela, omer lahakrav. Maybe not. Maybe say, omer lahakrava. Maybe Bosse, what it's teaching me is that the offering of the Karmel Omer is doche Shabbos. Ushte alechem laafio. And the shte alechem will say to me that they what? The two loaves can be baked on Shabbos. Vikasava Rebbe, Tanur Mekadish, because Rebbe holds that it is the Tanur, it is the baking of the Shtei HaLechem, that ultimately sanctifies them. So the Gemara says, Vikasava Rebbe, Tanur Mekadish, I Afila. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, that it's the Tanur ultimately that sanctifies the loaves, you can't bake it before Shabbos, why not? Because I Afila Me Esma, both side, first wide line, I invase them in base, I Afila Me Esma, because if you go out and you bake it yesterday, if Saleh Balina, it will become invalid. Why? By staying overnight. V'savar Rebbe Tanur Mekadesh. Does Rebbe really hold that the Tanur, that the baking of the Shtei Alechem is what sanctifies the Shtei Alechem? After all, Vatanya, we learned, Kiv Se'atzeres, in Mekadshin Es Alechem, Ele B'Shchita. And we'll say, the Kiv Se'atzeres only sanctify the Lechem, the loaves, the Shtei Alechem, with Shchita. So when you shecht the Kiv Se'atzeres, that sounds like when the Shtei Alechem become Kaddish. Ketzad, Shachtan Lishman, Vizarkan Daman Shalishman. If you shecht the Kif Seat Seres, Lishman, and you sprinkle their blood, Lishman, Kidesh Halechem, then the loaves become sanctified. But Shachtan Shalal Lishman, but if you go ahead and you shecht the Kif Seat Seres, Shalishman, Vizarak Daman Shalal Lishman, and you sprinkle their blood, Lishman, Lo Kidesh Halechem, then ultimately again the Lechem is not Kaddish. Shachtan Lishman, Vizarak Daman Shalal Lishman, if you did the Shechit Lishman, but you did Zrika Shalal Lishman, Halechem kadosh ve'eno kadosh v'rebi. So we'll say, Shabbi will say, the lechem is kadosh ve'eno kadosh. What it means is, it's kadosh misafek. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar v'Shimon Omer, the olam eno kadosh, ad sheyishchat lishman v'yizrak daman lishman. Rabbi Elazar v'Shimon says, the loaves are only kadosh if what? Was shchita and zrika was lishman. Rabbi Elazar, but what do you see from here? What's the point? The point is, it's not the baking in the ovens that goes ahead and what? That makes the loaves kadosh, but rather, what is it that makes the loaves kadosh? It is the shchita of the kif se'atzer, shchita and zrika. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hufku v'lo hufku kamar. You're right. Look at Rashi, hufku, shachton lishman v'zarak daman lishman hufku achalas la'osan kvasim. Ven yachol lishanos alechem lezevach acher. Shachton lishman v'zarak daman shalom lishman l'hufku aval kadosh betanus. Well, this is actually very interesting. The loaves themselves, ultimately again become sanctified when they are baked. Right? They become sanctified, meaning they become property of the Beis HaMikdash. But they only become associated with that particular carbon when? Ultimately again, when the carbon is shechted. So we'll say essentially, what we're seeing over here, the Gemara is suggesting, is a two-step process in the sanctification of the loaves. When you're baked in the oven, you become sanctified for the Beis HaMikdash. For what? That's to be determined. But you are kadosh, which sounds like what that means is that you would not be able to use those loaves for a chulin purpose anymore. But halacha lemaisa, they only become the designated loaves of the kivsi atzeres after the shechita and zrika is done lishma. So we'll say, so let's talk a little halacha lemaisa over here. So what do we emerge with from this also? Because obviously, I will say, the major machlokas that has ramifications for us is what? Is halacha lemaisa, what do we do? What do we do regarding, what do we do regarding Karban Omer and Shabbos? So we'll say, so this is all found in Perek Zayin and Hilchos, Tamidin Umusafin. So the Rambam says, this is in Halachos Vav and Zayin. So listen to this. So the Rambam says as follows. Mitzvah, so talk about the Karban Omer. Get ready. This is Hilchos, Tamidin Umusafin, Perek Zayin, chapter 7, Halachos, Hey and Vav. Ready? Halacha lemaisa. Rabbi said, you know, when you learn halacha lemaisa, anytime you learn any halachos related to the Beis HaMikdash, as we said when we started the Masechtos of Kadshim, you're living in the Beis HaMikdash. So here we're about to learn what to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach could come keherefayin. Could be that today, all right, there's not going to be a Karban Omer today. Actually, interesting discussion about what you do if Mashiach comes, obviously, right after the Karban Omer. All right, we'll leave that aside. Listen to this halacha. Mitzvah soli katzer b'layla. The mitzvah is to cut down the Karban Omer at night. You harvest the Omer at night. Belel shisha asar bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So what's halacha number one? The Omer is docha Shabbos. That's number one. And the mitzvah is to cut down the Omer at night, the second night of Pesach. The Chavalayla Kashuk Tziyasa Omer. And what's like, we saw in the Mishnah Mesechas Megillah. That's what? The entire night is fit for Ketziras Omer. So the mitzvah is at night. Mitzvah Omer is Docha Shabbos. The mitzvah is all night. What happens if I didn't do it by night? Vim Katsruha Bayom Kasher. Halach lemaisa, Rabosai, we paskin that although ideally you should do it at night, and the nighttime katsira is docha Shabbos, nevertheless, what's the halacha? B'di'evet, if you didn't do it at night for some reason, or for that matter, the grain that you harvested at night became invalid for some reason or another, what's the halacha? The halacha is you could do katsira by yom, you could harvest additional barley by day. The Rambam then goes on to paskin, Rabosai, in all the other cases as well. Mitzvah salat lavo min akamo, ideally you should bring it from standing grain, v'lomatsu, lomatsu yavio min ha'amrim. If you don't find standing grain, you could go ahead and bring it even from previously harvested grain. Mitzvah salat lavo min alach, you should bring the carbon omer ultimately again from moist barley, fresh barley, lomatsu yavio min ha'yavish. Ultimately again, if you didn't find any, you could go ahead and bring it even from dried barley. Beautiful. Posei hadron alach Rabbi Yishmael. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. New parak. Here we go. Ve'elam enachos nikmasos. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyeh bedvaro. All right, Posei, let's go weiter. Just gets better. Ve'elam enachos nikmasos v'shirai in the Kohen. Posei, these are the menachos where you have to take a kemitza. You have to take a kemitza. So remember again, a kemitza is the three fingerfuls of flour that the Kohen takes. It's not just flour, it's the mixture. That's offered up on the Mizbeach, right? But the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha, is consumed, or the shirayim are consumed by the Kohanim. So we'll say these are the menachos that are subject to the kemitza obligation, and the shirayim are consumed by the Kohanim. What are they? Minchas hasolas. So we'll say, we'll get in the Gemara. We know we have yet to, it's interesting, we're pretty like well into Masechas Menachos, yet we have yet to really discuss the different types of Menachos and their details. I promise you, I know some of you are very upset about this, very perturbed about this. I promise you we're going to get to it. So don't be patient. Minchas HaSolas, V'HaMachvas, V'HaMarcheshes, V'HaChalos, V'HaRikikin, Minchas Ovdei Kochavim, Minchas Noshim, Minchas Omer. So we'll say all these different types of minchas. So remember again, Minchas Solas is the mincha of the fine flour, Machvas is the deep dish mincha, Marcheshes is the frying pan mincha, Chalos are loaves, Rikikin are wafers, Minchas Ovdikchom is the mincha brought by an akum, Minchas Noshim, the mincha brought by a woman, we still have to discuss that case, Minchas Omer, which we've discussed exhaustively, Minchas Chote, which is the mincha that is brought if a person violates certain averos. Minchas Kenaos, Rabbi Osei, is the mincha brought by a sota. In all of these cases, Rabbi said, the halacha is, the kohen takes a kamitza, the kamitza is offered up on the mizbeach, and the rest of the mincha, the shiraim of the mincha, is what? Are consumed by the kohanim. Rabbi Shimon says, minchas chote shal kohanim nikmatos. Listen to this interesting case. What if, now, Rabbi said, generally we assume that any mincha that is brought by a kohen, generally, again, I will say, even if it has kamitza, the shirayim are not consumed by the kohanim. Kohanim don't get to eat their own menachos. Rather, again, it's burnt. The whole thing is burnt. So Reb Shimon says, if a kohen brings a minchas chote, so ultimately nikmatzos, he does kamitza on it, and the komets karv la'atzmo, I'm sorry, minchas chote shal kohanim, nikmatzas, the komets karv la'atzmo, Vishirayim Kraven La'atzman. So we'll say, Rav Shimon has an interesting shita, that if a kohen brings a minchas chote, so the halacha is, he does the kamitza on his minchas chote, so here's what's interesting. Rav Shimon is going to agree that the kohen does not eat of his own mincha. What he says is, under normal circumstances, we assume that when a kohen goes ahead and brings a mincha, let's say, according to the Rabban, according to the Tanakama, when the kohen brings a minchas chote, the Rabban will say, what happens? There's no kamitza. Rather, what happens? The entire mincha is burned on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, if a kohen brings a minchas chote, what he does is he takes the kamitza, he puts the kamitza on the mizbeach, and then the shirayim are also burnt on the mizbeach. What Rabbi Shimon Rabbi say apparently is doing is adding in a step over here. He holds that there is still a din of kamitza by the minchas chote of a kohen. So machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. Tanakama holds that when a kohen brings a minchas chote, whole thing is just burned on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says, I agree the whole thing is burned on the mizbeach, but it's burned in two stages. First you take the kamitza, put that and burn it, then you take the rest of the shirayim and you burn that. Says the Gemara, Amar Papa. Kol Heichad, so says the same beginning Gemara we've had for every last of the number of Mishnayos. Amar Papa, Kol Heichad is not Eser Tanan. So Papa says, by the way, whenever we speak about Menachos, if you notice again, we always list 10 Menachos. Why? Ma Kamash Malon, Lafuki Merab Shimon. To exclude the position of Reb Shimon, because what does Reb Shimon say? The Amar, Mechza Chalos, Umechza Rikikin, Yavi. But also remember, Reb Shimon is of the opinion that you can mix and match menachos. So for example, again, I could bring a mincha that's half chalas and half rikikin, half wafers. So therefore, again, the Gemara says, Rav Papa says, the Mishnah always goes out of its way to list the 10 categories of menachos separately to tell you what? To tell you what? You cannot mix and match. Pick a team, right? Choose a side. Halach l'mais, you have to choose. You could choose whatever mincha you want, but you must choose a mincha to offer. V'shiarehen l'kohanim. And Abba said, you can go ahead and the shirayim, remember again. So under normal circumstances, the first grouping of minchas that we offered, the komets is burnt on the mizbeach, the shirayim goes to the kohen. Minolan. Says the Gemara, from where do we know this? Says the Gemara, d'chsiva, because it's written in the pasuk. To which the Gemara says, well, k'siva udlo k'siva. It's written, but it's not really min. Whereas we'll say, watch this. So obviously, when the Gemara is asking, how do we know that the kamitza is burned and the shirayim is consumed by the kohen? That's obvious. The pasuk explicitly says that. To which the Gemara says, well, it says it, but it doesn't say it. What does that mean? Ksivba, on one hand, it says, v'zos toras ha-mincha, hakriv osa b'nei aron. Pasuk says, this is the Torah of the mincha, b'nei aron should offer it up. V'anoseres mimana, yochlu aron ubanav. And that which is left over from the mincha shall be consumed by Aaron and his sons. So the Gemara says, "Ba'ach itin lo kami boilan." So we'll say, interestingly enough, I know that this applies. This din, ultimately, again, of what? Of kamitza and shirayim. That the kamitza is offered up in the mizbeach, the shirayim is consumed by the kohanim. I know that applies to menachos which come from chita, from wheat. Ki kami boilan. But say, where does my shayla come up? Seorin. Ba'asorin. What happens if the mincha comes from barley? Does the same halacha apply of kamitza on the mizbech and shayim to the kohanim? To which the Gemara says, ba'asorin nami. So both say, even by seorin it's pashit. Midinik metzes, shiyareha le kohanim. So both say, what does the Gemara say? So we normally assume that there's a relationship. That wherever there's a kamitza shirayim relationship. We'll say, what's the kamitza shirayim relationship? wherever the mincha is subject to the obligation of kmitza, then what happens to the shiraim? They're consumed by the kohanim. So therefore, again, Rabbi said, the Gemara says, even in a barley offering, it's not about barley, it's not about wheat, it's about kmitza. Wherever you find kmitza, ultimately, again, the shiraim are consumed by the kohanim. To which the Gemara says, Liba d'Rabbanan lo kamei boilan. You're right. The truth is, according to the Rabbanan, we don't have a kasha. According to the Rabbanan, we know there's a kmitza shiraim relationship. And wherever you do kmitza, the shiraim are consumed by the kohanim. Wheat, barley makes no difference. Ay, ki kamei boilan. Aliba de Reb Shimon. Now both say, where does our Shaila come up according to Reb Shimon? Why? Because what does Reb Shimon say? The Amar Ika Mincha de Mikmitza Velo Misachlo. Ultimately, again, Reb say, because remember, Reb Shimon is of the opinion that what? There is a case of a Karban Mincha that has Kamitza, yet the Shirayim are not consumed by the Kohanim. What's the case according to Reb Shimon, where there is Kamitza, yet no consumption of Shirayim? We just learned in the Mishnah. This nan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Chote Shal Kohanim Nikmetzes. The Minchas Chote of a Kohen has Kmitza, Sa'akomets Krav Liatzmo, Vashirayim Kareven Batzman. Ultimately, again, the Kometz is offered by itself, and the Shirayim are offered by themselves. We'll say, according to Rabbi Shimon, Minolan. From where do we know the halacha? So we'll stop over here for today. So just understanding, we're ending off over here. The Gemara says, ultimately, we thought, the Gemara is asking a shayla. I know that there's a din, ultimately, again, of kmitza and shiraim consumption, ultimately, by wheat karbanos. How do I know it, ultimately, again, by barley? So the Gemara says, the shayla is not according to the Rabbanon. The shayla is according to Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbanon, both said, there's a clear relationship between kmitza and shiraim. Wherever you find kmitza, you find the permission to go ahead and eat the shiraim. The shayla is according to Rabbi Shimon. Because that's Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds up a case where there is a kmitza, but yet no shiraim consumption. What's the case of kmitza with no shiraim consumption? Minchas chote of a kohen. According to the Rabbanon, what do you do with minchas chote of a kohen? Rabbi said, what do you do with it? Right. Totally burnt to the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Shimon, you do kmitza, burn the kmitza, and then you take shiraim. Now, granted, the kohanim don't eat the shiraim, they burn the shiraim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the relationship of kmitza and shiraim don't only go together. We'll continue with this tomorrow. Shkoyach.